Hi, I'm Owen and I'm here with David. We're part of the youth media team and we're talking to Owen McDermott at Felcha.
What brings you here today, Owen?
Like I said, I was paid loads of money and I'm in debt to a very vicious money lender. So apart from that, both my parents were teachers and so there was always kind of teaching conversations going on in the household over the years. Dad was like a language teacher and then he went into further education, teacher training and stuff. And then Mom was an Irish teacher and then she went into like a homeschool liaison in a kind of a disadvantaged school. So she would liaise with community services and the guards and kind of problem kids and stuff. And I kind of saw the effect that she had on the outcome of a lot of student trajectories and that kind of thing. And then obviously there's a big mental health conversation going on here today on well-being in schools and classrooms and stuff. And I've got a big interest in that kind of thing. So, yeah, lovely to be here.
Great. What do you think Ireland can do to remove the stigma associated with mental health?
I suppose just the people's willingness to talk about it. I guess that's when I kind of touched on the subject. The big response I got from young people was, "Oh, thanks a million," because it's hard for people to articulate that. And I don't know if anybody saw, I don't know if you guys saw the program RTE did on the kids who went to the other schools in Poland and Spain. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
And I think the guys who were in Finland maybe were saying that the relationship, the student-teacher relationship, is a lot more casual in a good way, and people are a lot more open about their kind of emotions and feelings and stuff, and it's almost built into the curriculum how you express that. Whereas over here, it's not at all. So you never really learn how to emotionally express yourself. So I guess the more people that talk about it, the more it'll seep into people's consciousness that it's okay to, you know, speak about if you're having problems.
You were involved in the showing of Goodwill Hunting after Robin Williams' death in aid of Pieta House. What prompted you to get involved with the Pieta House?
I just got asked to do a launch randomly. So what a lot of charities do is they'll, at the time The Voice was on, so they look at someone who's got a show on and ask them to be involved just to try to get a bit of publicity and, you know, get their launch in the papers or whatever. So I just randomly asked for Pieta House and then I did their launch and I knew what they were about, but when I kind of met everyone who was involved, I guess it kind of inspired me to, I made a video about kind of my own experiences and put it up on YouTube and that kind of thing. And that got a really great response from a lot of young people. And so that kind of really kicked it off for me. So yeah, I'm kind of a full-time ambassador with Pieta House now, which is great.
You mentioned just there your video that you put on YouTube. Do you think that technology is a part of the problem or can it be a part of the solution?
I suppose it's kind of both, isn't it? Like it's, you know, you always hear regular stories about people being bullied online or, you know, snide comments and remarks and people requesting that Facebook or whoever remove posts because they're insulting to people. So in that sense, it can be dangerous if, you know, people are mean-spirited or nasty with it. And then at the same time, you know, for what I did, I was able to reach a big audience of young people that I had no other way to access and who saw the video and there was a really good response. So it's both of those things, you know. It's kind of anything powerful is, you know, is shaped by the people who use it and what they use it for. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, you can find our stuff at ymt.fm. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thanks, Mel.
Thank you.